the campaign.
The worst hurricane response
heats up.
So you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
you
Vice
and I
President.
Both know what I'm talking
I actually
about.
Don't. What are you talking about?
Every move, every breaking event.
I get the right spin on the sky.
This is News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
We've got some decisions to make, and we need to explain some things. I want to make sure that people know I'm never talking down to you, especially when I'm talking about language on a ballot. I'm talking about how deceptive and how they purposefully try to twist things around. And here to really bring this point forward and help to explain, hopefully in simpler terms, Stafford Jones, former REC chair from Alachua County. Good morning, Stafford. How you doing?
I'm living the dream, as always.
You are? Staying busy?
Yeah, staying really busy. I'm ready for this election cycle to end.
You have a schmooze tour that's almost, I would say, close to what Greg, you see him everywhere, don't you?
Yeah.
Are
you guys in a contest?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We just show up with the same stuff.
Maybe you can split up and cover more territory.
We should carpool.
There you go. Hey, let's talk about this very important issue that is going to be on the ballot. It's a ballot initiative. I keep calling it an amendment, and that's wrong. Sorry. This ballot initiative, and it's termed at-large voting. And so I'm going to let you take it away, Stafford. Explain what this means.
Well, if you remember, back in 2022, we had a ballot initiative that was put on by the Florida legislature that actually followed Florida statute. The language of the ballot initiative followed Florida statute and asked the county voters if they wanted to go to single-member districts. And what that meant was the people in your district get to vote for your representative from that district, and people on the other side of the county didn't get to vote for your representative from your district, which is better for the districts. They get better representation. People that are from their pool of voters and have the same concerns that they have. So the voters voted to support single member districts. Well, the county, the entrenched commissioners who were concerned about their entrenched power, didn't like that vote of the voters. So what they did is they turned around and put it right back on the ballot, flipped the language over, probably in an effort to confuse the voters. The language is not compliant with Florida statute.
And a judge even ruled such.
So theoretically, it won't count. But the county has said, okay, well, we're going to spend your tax dollars fighting against you in court, and we're going to appeal this. We're going to challenge it. So the county is this item remains on the ballot. Theoretically, it won't count. So we still want voters to go back and say this time, whereas 2 years ago it was yes, this time it's no. We don't want to go back to the entrenched county's way of voting. We don't want to go back to at-large voting.
You had a great example where, and we don't have to name the candidates per se, but say you have a candidate from a certain district who, when you tabulate the votes, didn't win their own district. Didn't win it, and it wasn't even close. Yet they win overall because back then they counted all the votes from every district. So, you know, whoever has a majority, say the Democrats in this area have a majority, chances are you're going to get mostly, if not all, left of center folks that are going to represent them on the county commission.
Yeah, that's right. And so, look, this vote is not about, getting Republicans on. This was a bipartisan vote of the voters at large in the county. It's not about getting Republicans on the county commission. It's about getting a county commission that looks more like the voters at large in the various districts. Okay, and so in the specific example that you're talking about, one of our current county commissioners, when he was challenged in a primary by a black Democrat, a reasonably moderate black Democrat, a very well-respected person, the white liberal won countywide. But the moderate black Democrat beat him in the district by 24 points.
So the people in the district are the one, basically their voices were, didn't matter. In other words, their vote didn't matter.
That is correct. The people, their voices didn't matter. And so, look, our our country was set up by the founders as a representative democracy. It's a republic, a representative democracy, and it was founded on the principles of kind of a single member districts. We do have senators elected at large in the state, but our congressional representatives at the founding of the country were in districts inside the states, and our founding fathers said that that was the better way to go, and it has proved successful time after time. And I will tell you the other thing is single member districts is there has been a shift over the years for municipalities and counties across the country to move to single member districts. And everywhere people try it, everywhere people move to single member districts, they succeed. Whenever people try to go back from single member districts back to at-large voting, it never succeeds. By and large, voters across the country want single member districts. Look, I'm actually with the NAACP on this one. The National NAACP actually calls at-large voting a scheme that doesn't allow minorities to choose the representation of their choice, right? And the same thing happens in the Florida legislature. You see, when we redistrict in the Florida legislature, the Democrats produce districts that reduce minority representation, and Republicans produce districts that increase minority representation. And somehow people aren't figuring this out. No, single member districts in this county is better for this county. On this ballot initiative, people need to vote no.
That's very interesting that you bring up the NAACP, because that's exactly this whole, the way the system, our system is designed. It is designed in such a way that we avoid mob rule.
That's right.
We avoid mob rule because we're founded on individual rights. Well, your individual rights will go away very quickly if mob rule is instituted. Because if I don't like the way you look or the religion that you have or anything else about you, and I have a bunch of people on my side, guess what? All of a sudden, you don't have any rights. You're not going to hold office. I mean, you're going to literally become a second-class citizen.
That's correct, Bob. And you mentioned mob rule, that the country was essentially founded to prevent mob rule. That's why it is a republic. That is why it is a representative democracy subdivided into districts. Our county is big enough. You know, these liberals trying to make the case that, well, we're just not big enough for that. No, that's absolutely not true. This county is big enough and diverse enough to properly be subdivided into single member districts so that each area of the county can get representation that is responsive to their voice and responsive to their specific needs. Look, Newberry is not like Hawthorne. Jonesville is not like the Duck Pond or is not like Noonan's Lake. Archer is not like Alachua, okay?
Yeah,
the areas of the county are very, very different and deserve representation that is responsive to them.
And do you know offhand what the overall county budget is that the Alachua County Commission is, in charge of?
Actually, no, not off the top of my head.
I think I heard a number was, I don't know, $700 million, $600 or $700 million.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So to say it is too small for single member districts is absurd. That's a lot of money. And what you just said, the needs of one district may be very, very different than another district. You know, I was going to use Tioga, the needs and wants there versus, anywhere on the east side. You said Hawthorne. Yeah, they're going to be different, and they should be, dealt with in that kind of fashion. But when you have at-large voting, if you're not in the majority, you're not in it at all.
With at-large voting, you have a select group of people in downtown Gainesville picking for everybody. And that's how that commissioner won that election instead of the people in the district winning the election.
Yep. So at-large voting, when you see that on the ballot, it is a giant no.
A big no. No
vote. People work too hard to make it right and fair and good. And the power-hungry people on the commission, they want to go back to the old way when they had all the power and control. This gives a little bit more power and control to the people, the way it should be.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely correct. So that's what we need this time around. Vote no. 2 years ago it was yes. Don't get confused. This time it is vote no. No, no, no.
At-large voting, no. Got it. Stafford Jones, always a pleasure. Good to see you. Stay busy and stay safe, and welcome to Grandpa Hood.
I'm loving Grandpa Hood.
Right on, me too.
Thank you.
All right.